And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
At Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I've got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network, a radio station focused on growing indomitable all-American 21st century liberty. This live episode of the Patriot Power Hour is brought to you by Ready-Made Resources. Plan, prepare, preserve with ReadyMadeResources.com. Now, let's welcome our hosts. Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, Cochran, and Future Dan, the editor-in-chief of the most original news radar on the planet, FutureDanger.com.
We got live Patriot Power Hour, episode 47. A couple hours late today. I'm going to blame my co-host, Future Dan.
Life goes on.
Life does go on. It is, though, January 22nd, 2019, and we did make it happen. We are live. We are going to have open phone lines, second half of the show. Hey, we both had to make sacrifices tonight. Able to get live, though. I missed a work dinner, but that's all right. Who needs that garbage anyway? So, we do have open phone lines, second half. We'll have news blitz here in the first half. We'll talk a little bit current events and just the big topic at hand. And no, I'm not talking about government shutdown, but I am talking about MAGA kids. We'll talk a little bit of that, just a couple minutes. I wanted to just get a focus on the media impact of this. I don't want to talk about he said, she said. There have been a lot of tapes that have come out that have shown that the MAGA kids weren't the ones instigating and especially escalating the situation. But I'm not even going to get into that level of detail. What I want to get into is the coordinated attack by the mainstream media that we saw and how now they're retracting. Coming back, a lot of the celebrities and big names are deleting tweets.
Deleted tweets everywhere.
Yeah, so it actually did blow up with their face, and to a pretty big magnitude. So,
do you think they enjoy the fact that they can just blast that out, be defamatory in its entirety around the world, probably going to catch lawsuits left and right?
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
And then retract it all by deleting the tweets and just walking on and ignoring it like it never even happened. Do you think they enjoy it, knowing that they could do that and have this somewhat psychotic, you know, center to center left conversation, like any of that was real, and then move on the next day and forget all about it and enjoy the knowing
right.
How dishonest that is? I think they do.
Well, I think a lot of people in America are on prescription drugs and other types of psychedelics or drink too much and have other vices, which makes reality seem a little bit like a game or maybe like an episode of Game of Thrones.
I'm talking about the elites. Knowingly doing, pulling that off.
Oh, elites, that's a difference.
The news producers.
I'm talking about the day-to-day people. Like
the celebrities, the news, and the upper middle class of leftdom in the United States who lives and dies by this message and just carries the sword and shield of the new neo-Bolshevist view on you will have our opinion or we will just downtrodden you. What happened on the National Mall by this Catholic school prep school trip to the Martin Luther King Day March for Life. It's annual in Martin Luther King or thereabouts. But the January March for Life, anti-abortion march, right? These kids were up from Kentucky Catholic school and went to the mall. I forget what monument. And got confronted went to Lincoln and got confronted by the Native American group pounding drums and getting up in their face. And apparently a black group of some odd title involving Israel and Hebrews. So the video went viral. It was a short clip. It appeared to look like he was mocking. And there we go. We got all these retractions because a bigger view showed that indeed they were being harassed, the kids themselves, by the other groups.
Right. Well, I guess what I'm trying to say here too is where there's smoke, there's fire. For every one of these that hasn't, or that actually has been backfired in their face and they've been caught up on, how many have they gotten away with defaming people or twisting stories? And trust me, the right, the quote, left-right paradigm is mostly bull crap on both sides. But trust me, this neo-Bolshevism, we're going to be talking about that as well. You're going to have a whole feature on the neo-Bolshevism. That is what is concerning me more. Now, definitely when Bush Jr. was in office, I was very worried about the neo-conservative and essentially just war hawks and bankster minions is how I would describe them. But this new, what's old is new again in this.
This is like this ideological guardianship with the threat of force behind it that, you know, eventually Trump will go, they'll seize control of the government, and it's going to be, you know, Obama-like policies with the potential for the use of force against people that disagree. That's what you got to be concerned about. The Trump era will not last forever. So every time one of these little fracases occur and they get into a media storm, which feeds the coffers of conservative media, no doubt Fox News
sure.
at this very moment is got three guests in a row for segment after segment to hype this.
Yeah, even though they're one of the bigger offenders in themselves, but I agree definitely.
They live off of it.
They're right, exactly.
So they pour the gasoline
we're
on the fire.
We try to do that here at Patriot Power.
But is it seeding civil unrest that is going to permutate within, you know, 5, 7, 12 years into real violence?
Possibly, but I think that Obama and his friends tried their best and didn't get a race war totally ignited, but that soured relations, definitely.
I don't think it's a race war.
That's what they were trying to gin up.
Not really. It's an ideological war. So
I agree.
If there's a race that's 100% one ideology, I don't know what country.
Race is socioeconomic.
I don't know what country you're talking about.
You're able to striate it in like 20 different ways. It's queer versus straight, is black versus white versus Latino versus Muslim, Christian versus Muslim, Protestant versus Catholic. Any way they can cut you up, they'll do it. Race is one of the big ones. They definitely got a lot more. This one was, and of course, white versus Native American, white versus black, but also rich kid versus, you know, lower class, and now they're trying to bring in the veteran versus some brat kids. Hey,
but
I know some bratty white kids. I know.
So let's introduce that character.
Okay.
Before this segment ends.
That smirk is annoying. I'm seeing that smirk. You know,
Nathan,
crime.
Who's Nathan Phillip? And what happened to him? He's the gentleman who claimed to be the veteran, Native American protest leader. He's, you know, renowned for his protests on the mall for American Indian movement and multi-tribe nationalism of Indians. And that's what he does. So we got him on Facebook getting torn to pieces for what?
Yeah. Well, this is, I don't even know if this is affiliated with him. It's probably just a pop-up business trying to scam. It just shows that, you know, that's a whole different subject. But this is a sponsored post on Spybook, a.k.a. Facebook, Native American
Spybook,
1941
yeah.
sponsored, showed up in my feed, order here, and it's Stand with Nathan Phillips.
Support
picture
Nathan
of him
Phillip.
With a t-shirt. I'd probably freaking Photoshop his face just over there. We got 5.8 thousand reactions with 1.3 thousand comments. Almost all of them, I've read a bunch, are negative. Like, this is the biggest scam. Not only is this t-shirt, this whole ad a scam.
Yeah.
The whole entire scenario, they've been caught. Da, da, da. There are, now, I did some research, and maybe we'll do this at the end of the show, if we remember. Looking to a couple of these people, though, that were supporting this situation, though. You should have seen that, man. You go look at their actual profiles, and they're the weakest, most pathetic people ever who were actually on this guy's side.
So questions emerge about Vietnam vet status of Nathan Phillips. This literally happened today, Ben. On the way to my daily endeavors, it was a question, is he really a veteran, as reported by all the mainstream media?
Okay.
So the insult is not only to a Native American, but to an elder who's a Vietnam veteran. They tried desperately to drag that angle in. It looks like Native American activist who is 64 is not a veteran. I don't think the jury's out, but there's no definitive proof on it either way. Of course, the president could just query the Veterans Department and release the information. I'm sure that could be nothing like more less than throwing kerosene onto this tragic embarrassment of a national.
This is exactly a picture we were just looking at. Yeah, it's definitely photoshopped earlier on Facebook.
Yeah, we're just looking. We have live monitors in action on Patriot Power.
Yeah, so I just want to say, though, even though I try not to watch the video, get too much into the micro and this crap, because you can go around in circles forever. I'm telling you, though. But these kids, it's pretty brave of them to go to this type of protest when they're, you know, kids, essentially. And stand up to these people and not, like, freak out or not be scared or whatever and stand up to them without violence or without –
left-right paradigm right now, the conservative versus liberal media, the Fox versus NBC tonight, couldn't be more diametrically opposed in their orientation and narrative of what's happening. And it's ridiculous if you're a visitor from another country. Walking in and hearing competing news channels at 9 o'clock hour give completely alternative views on what it is. Would you look at a country you walked in that was behaving that way as a stable civilization with a long out ramp to, you know, many decades and centuries of a successful society? It more resembles to me the throes of an end of a civilization.
Yeah.
If we're doing this now,
that's the big picture. When he says stop and focus on, he says, she said, look at the big picture. Look, just the rot. This is just a symptom of the rottenness of a lot of institutions and a lot of people on all sides. So, we are going to be heading to break here real quick.
One quick,
all right.
We're going to update listeners to last week's discussion on within a week, over or under, would we see an actual death attributed to the government shutdown, which is in day 30-something right now.
Yeah.
And the answer is the only Google search we're looking at in the news is there's this talk of the rising potential of veteran suicides because presumably the Department of Veterans Affairs can't render services that they otherwise would have. But I guess the bet, if you took the over or the under instead of less than a week, you lost. We haven't seen that yet, but still, the longer this goes on, I think it's inevitable.
And what I would say is probably those legal wars in the last 10, 15 years, a lot of these veterans wouldn't even have these issues, but we can kind of get over that, I suppose, and go straight to the shutdown. I did read something, I'm not going to quote it, not getting the fake news, maybe this is a little he said, she said in of itself, but within an article that I don't have the site, I did read a quote where someone stated they were concerned that there was going to be suicides going on food stamps due to missing checks. And in a different article, I did see where someone mentioned to the family member that they were thinking they were out of money, suicidal, and that person was, you know, committed or taken by authorities or checked out wellness checked. So I don't have that article in front of me.
They're probably poll testing the responses,
so
see how that would go down.
We're not trying to make light of the situation, of course, but we know a lot of that propaganda is going to be ratcheted up even more as the government shutdown continues. So we'll be covering that here on Patriot Power Hour. So, all right, well, we are going to commercials. We're going to give out the number real quick. We're not going to be going to the phone lines in the next segment, but the segment thereafter, we got a news blitz first, though. So number right now, we'll put you on hold and get to you when you call in. 619-789-6804. 619-789-6804. You got to press 1 on your dial pad when you're ready to speak with us. Again, press 1 on your dial pad. And we will be right back. Check out our sponsors, of course. Patriot Power Hour. News Blitz coming right up.
Show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Do you want to know what it is? The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room. You can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself.
I'll probably be.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
Welcome back to the Patriot Power Hour. This is your segment 2, Heat Map, Dashboard, Blitz, Column 1, News Blatantly Censored. Seems like we get this one every single week. This time, Google's caught manipulating YouTube search results. Pro-abortion, pro-Maxine Waters, pro-David Hogg. It's getting pretty...
I've been noticing a lot more of myself the last couple of years.
Pretty naked what's going on there. Unreasonable search and seizure normalized. IRS new spy software is meant to make you give every single aspect of your finances over to them. That's happening under this president, MAGA.
Right.
Devout.
Yeah, you ain't doing that much about that right there. I'll tell you that.
Devout or demonized. Christians suffered an increased persecution last year. The numbers are in for 2018. 245 million worldwide facing violence. Aliens vote. It's happening. Green card holder fined $100 for repeatedly illegally voting. And I think that was in Texas. $100 fine. That's what the judge thought was sufficient. U.S. troops killed in Syria, suicide attack claimed by ISIS. We still have a war going on in Syria. Congress never acted on it, never authorized it. Certainly the 30-day rule is no longer in effect. Presidents don't even make notices since Obama on that post-Gulf of Tonkin war resolution. Murders in Mexico, column two, rise by 30%, 33%, Ben, in 2018. New record high.
Wow.
And the sadness of this indicator is it's carried under the title, Mexico Plunged into Revolution. Yeah, it doesn't seem like any amount of murders in that country can motivate the people to overthrow a government. You once would have thought that was true. It doesn't seem to happen anymore. They just take it. They just take it, and it's sad to see, but the other part of it is this is a very violent country right on our border, without any doubt in the world. All right, we got China calling U.S. Navy chief, our CNO, that its army will defend Taiwan at all costs. So senior Chinese military leaders continue to issue threats, obvious ones, but they're saying them out loud. Got to keep track of when they're sending that kind of message out loud. The rest of the world's listening. We got Israeli missiles falling on Damascus. Syrian forces retaliating. That's been going on off all year long, past 24 months, really. Got to keep an eye on it. If the Israelis or the Iranians push too hard, could have a war spark. FBI sting arrests a gentleman by the name of Hasher Jalal Taheb for allegedly plotting to attack the White House. We're carrying that under elected leader assassinated, because something like that could obviously assassinate a president. If it wasn't for the fact that the FBI sold some teenager a bomb after he said he kind of thought the idea was okay. Not much of a bust, but I don't even know what that's about. But we carry it. It's serious news. Column four, Congo Ebola outbreak. Worrying new developments. Spreading to cities. It's going to be one of the biggest ever in that country. It doesn't seem to be leaving the country. Cases of polio-like acute flaccid mellitus. A mysterious disease that has been known to science but never thought to be widely at risk for people. Hit a known high this year at 201. So keep an eye on that. Something changed in the whatever that is, or something about our health changed towards it, but it's growing and it's paralyzing kids. Ring of Fire's hot, like always. Got asteroids zipping by. But what's really interesting in column four is that China confirms the birth of gene edited babies, vows to punish the scientists who, at this point, quote, acted on his own. Later in this show, we're going to talk about neo Bolshevism. Well, the real Bolshevism hit that country in 1950, and you get dystopian behaviors from a tyranny like that that exists in Beijing right now. Now it's just the scientist did it on his own, when in fact he was probably blowing the whistle on what's widespread in that country.
Right.
Column three, economic news. Federal services falter. We beat it to death last week, but it continues on. Oakland TSA agent says, quote, things are not being checked like they should be, unquote. FBI is now saying that cases are hampered by the shutdown. TSA says financial stress of shutdown is indeed forcing growing number of officers to stay at home. And Baltimore, Washington Airport, indeed, checkpoints are getting shut down. So there's your status on the falter. And in all likelihood, we're still talking about this next week. We'll see how much more dire it gets. Also in economic news, U.S. home sales plummeted 6.4% in December, three-year low. The biggest plunge in 3 years, ungood, people would say. How much derivatives that the banksters bet behind the scenes that is tottering on some seesaw ledge right now when we hear news of a 6.4% drop in real estate in December. The world's 26 richest people own as much as the poorest 50%. I don't think anybody looks at any society organized that way and says that's going to be successful. It directly feeds into neo-Bolshevism coming up next.
Yeah.
And corporate debt flashes warning signs similar to the subprime mortgage crisis. Ben, I'm carrying that under credit markets freeze, but I think folks would have to go and read the article to understand how a leveraged loan market would collapse credit markets, but quickly spiral into banks simultaneously collapsing and other indicators of the dollar and the price of precious metal spiking or plummeting. But that is the most technical piece of economic news for you this week, your expertise. But there you go. That, in a nutshell, is your weekly update, five-day snapshot of our current situation in the United States of America. What say you?
Good stuff, as always. I mean, I always want to focus on the economic aspects. So I'll touch on a couple of those. Just the world's 26 richest people owning as much as the poorest 50%. That's just pathetic. Now, I'm not like the freshman Congress person, Alexandria Cortez, right? I'm not saying billionaires should not exist and we should tax them out of existence.
Is it Ocasio-Cortez? ACO. Yeah. Cortez Ocasio.
One of those.
Yeah.
ACO.
Too young to run for president, which is, again, right. Shows a genius.
She recently was stated she's looking to not have billionaires in the world anymore.
Yeah.
And while I'm totally anti-bankster, I want it to be a fair, at least a fairer playing field, where if you're a billionaire, you actually earned it, you deserve it, you didn't get in bed with the government, or just a straight-up traitor to our country and sold your wares overseas in a nefarious way, like so many financial and defense industry others have done. So point is, even just from basic on the face of it, though, 26 people on Earth owning more than the poorest half, which is, what, 3.5 billion? That's pretty darn crazy right there.
But a lot of people will discount a statistic like that, because they immediately think of the entire third world, all of Africa, all of India, many, many, many poor countries, and think, well, that's always going to be that way for various reasons, most of all because they don't seem to generate a government and a Republican form of government that protects individual rights and permits free economic interchange. So the scary part, that if you focus on this, is it's 26 for 50% of the world, but let's take 75% of the world's population and put it in that category and not count.
Right.
How many people will still be richer than 50% of all of Europe and all of Japan and all of the free developed countries?
Right.
It's not 26. Bet you it might be less than 1,000.
It's still pretty crazy. Exactly.
Might be less than 1,000.
I think we covered at least one of these similar type of articles in the past. I've seen many of them in the last several years from different sources. You know, richest 0.1% owns more than 72% of the world, or 80%, et cetera, et cetera. Now, 93% of statistics are made up, of course. So you can't necessarily believe every statistic you listen to. But you're absolutely correct. Even if you discount the extremely poor, which is an issue of itself, so we shouldn't just discount it, but even if we do from a numerical sense, just in America, the top 0.1% owns probably more than 85%. So.
Yeah, and it's probably true that an economic system that makes most of us free and rich, the one that our parents and grandparents and great-grandparents for the most part enjoyed, the one that was fully in effect prior to the Great Depression and the New Deal, then severely captured by the state, but still relatively operating free up until this day, and especially with this president, is going to produce a lot of, mega wealthy. It will happen. But how much concentration of wealth can a free society sustain before it suffers from it?
Huh. I think we're already past the cross the Rubicon in that regard. More than likely, I don't think you get more concentrated than we are right now. So we do have a break coming up. I want to give that number out one last time. 619-789-6804. 619-789-6804. Been a good show so far. Looking to see if we get some callers. We got a lot of other stuff to talk about as well. In the meanwhile, while you're listening to our little break here with some sponsors, check out our main landing page where you can find all our social media and archives and everything. This is the one page you need. blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. Find everything right there. We'll be back. Stick with us.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Go now. Run along and tell your Xerxes he faces free men here, not slaves. Do it quickly, before we decide to make our wall just a little bit bigger.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. There are literally millions of news apps available. But you may have noticed, the mainstream media conceals the truth. They focus you on some things to distract you from others. For the first time in 5 minutes or less, you can keep track of the day's most serious news in a single view. Download the Future Danger app. It's a free, fast, and focused news app available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Try the Future Danger app from FutureDanger.com today.
You are listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
We're back. Patriot Power Hour, your host here, Ben the Breaker Banksters Cochran, my co-host, Future Dan of FutureDanger.com. So we've had a pretty good discussion so far tonight on this live January 22nd, 2019 episode. But right now, I'm going to get into a topic that...
Political economy.
Yeah,
political philosophy.
This is one of my favorite subjects, to be honest, and what I've studied a lot both at school and just a little bit professionally and just my spare time because I'm a nerd. I know this is your topic you wanted to come over more. I know you had a lot to say about this, so do I. I'm going to hand it the floor over to you, sir, get you started on this.
Yeah, I mentioned a few times in the preceding half hour, you know, you get these groups and they go and protest, and Antifa is a perfect symbol of the vanguard that starts to get violent. But if you're familiar with Russian 20th century revolutionary history, the Marxist-Leninist revolution, you know that early on there's many parties, many pieces to it. So I've studied the Third Reich and the parties of the Weimar period in Germany.
Okay.
And obviously, you got to do that to understand National Socialism. And you got to do this to understand International Socialism. And the two forms of socialism, to me, they're the exact same side of the political spectrum. But as we've discussed before, I think of the political spectrum in three dimensions and not two, not because I'm smarter than other people, only because I just choose to look at it that way. It's pretty easy to look at it if you choose to.
Yeah.
So in Russia, they spiraled into international socialism in the 20th century. It was vanguarded by Bolsheviks. Bolsheviks was Lenin's faction. It was violent. It was relentless, and it took the day. And Stalin emerged from this same faction. You hear terms like the Trotskyites and other parts of the early Russian factions. Well, the Bolsheviks won. And so if you step aside from, you know, this 102, 103-year-old history now and think about what that term means, it, you know, and slap a neo on the front of it, bring it to the 21st century, and point out to the people why, how Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, or 29-year-old congresswoman from New York who, thank God, are 6 years too young to ever become president, and the founders saw this and anticipated it. Why they stand out as neo-Bolsheviks, and predominantly right now in this age, in the 21st century, is because they can stifle the discussion. Just as Lenin's faction could eventually, through threat of force, prevent communist factions from trying to bring about and take control of the new Soviet Union, these young Democrats who are extreme leftists operate in social media and within the mainstream media with some aspect to it of within their sphere, only what they think can possibly be considered. And outside of it, you have mortal enemies. As Obama mentioned, that they're going to reward their friends and, quote, punish their enemies. There's an aspect to this that deeply resembles early Russian 20th century political history, and at least a violent revolution. And you see it in Portland, and you see it in other places. You saw it in California when Trump was campaigning and they rioted at his speaking events. This is the activism that people who know their history rightfully fear, right? That is a term, neo-Bolshevism, and you're not going to be able to find it if you Google it. We did it right before the show. It reverts or bounces to, oddly enough, national Bolshevism, which, whatever that is, it's some permutation of a belief system that didn't gain much traction. Just to back it up and look at something I mentioned earlier, though, there's national socialism and international socialism.
You always got what I always look at is the revolution and the counter-revolution. That's something that a lot of literature talks about going way back. And in a way, it's really the deep state and the deep financial system that I love to call the banksters, my favorite arch nemesis. They're the ones that profit, whether it goes extreme right and then there's a counter-revolution left or vice versa. I do feel as if they have a tint towards the left, towards the Bolsheviks for sure. So
this
is kind of their biased home field advantage.
Your perspective of the spectrum differs from mine tremendously in this regard.
Okay.
Because, and I've heard you say it before, it's a false left-right paradigm, right? And that there's a hidden hand of global conspiracy that the New World Order that runs it to their advantage either side. They always end up being rich anyways. I'm not entirely certain it's that. I think neo-Bolshevism and new international communism is unlike the 20th century one. In the 20th century, Lenin and Stalin and Mao could not conceive of annihilating their people. They did an awfully good job at annihilating the parts of their people that they didn't need around. Right?
Their best.
As did the National Socialists in Germany. But none of those people conceived of eliminating their own people, although Hitler at the end is known to have said that he cared not whether the German nation survived because it couldn't win. But that aside, in the International Socialists, the communist bloc, they never dreamed of – they had to have their people. It was for the proletariat.
They might have dreamed, but they knew they couldn't practically
do it. I don't think they did because they didn't have any vision in the 50s and 60s and 70s at the leadership level of those communist states. Maybe futurists did. But Orwell certainly was a preview. But Orwell doesn't talk about, let's just replace people, let's soft-kill depopulation. Many of the things Alex Jones has spoken about for years – eventually eliminate the population, replace it, return the world to a population of 3 million people, and they're all super rich, and none of the rest of us are here. That is international socialism. That's where neo-Bolshevism is headed. I think at the elite levels, once you join Congress, you have an opportunity to talk in circles where talk of this within 100-year reach. We've got people talking about colonizing Mars in 100 years. Why not consider that that 26 rich people, richer than half of the world's population, aren't also thinking about what if there wasn't another half of the world's population.
Right, exactly.
That's why I think when I talk about neo-Bolshevism, you're looking at a vanguard group that might really be heralding this in. It won't look and sound like communism did in the 20th century. It's just, if it's not communism, what is it if a small group of people own and control everything and lord over masses or delete the masses they don't need?
And that small group of people is not even included in those richest 26, you know? There's such an easy way to hide assets, hide wealth, especially in the modern world. But throughout history, of course, the richest, the names aren't known of the richest families. I don't know where I pulled that one from, but I've heard that in a couple of famous quotes. So I know where you're coming from. You know, we are a lot more similar, I think, than maybe you think. I do agree that kind of the top of the elite of the elite, they all are relatively unified in their efforts.
But none of them would be ever described as capitalists in any proper sense.
A congresswoman is not even close to the inner circle.
They are not libertarian.
She just wishes she was.
They're not libertarian. They're not capitalists in the true sense.
Right,
they are definitely
not.
Completely statist. They are completely tyrannical.
Yeah, it's really totalitarian. If you need a left-right paradigm, it's like, are you totalitarian or not?
That's National Socialism and International Socialism were totalitarian.
As totalitarian as you can get. That's why you said earlier during the break, actually, the third dimension, you know, looking at kind of third-dimensional look at, you know, the paradigm.
So if the name
they'd be on the exact same axis of totalitarianism, for sure.
If the name has been, you know, coined by others, so be it, but I haven't heard it anywhere else, so I'm going to try to coin it tonight.
All right.
But if the intended goal is to herald in that totalitarianism, I have one question for you.
Okay.
Who brought about the longest, most dangerous totalitarian state to ever have existed?
The Bolsheviks.
I
would say so. Consider China a offshoot of that, or do you consider this end of it to be the Soviet Union?
Soviet Empire went on hard and strong for 70 years,
right.
Warped the Russian state and people in ways that it's going to take generations to.
China's not 70 years almost now, but do you consider that a continuation of Bolshevik?
The problem with the Chinese.
There's 70
years
discussion, now, 70
in this
years.
Discussion, the problem of looking at the Chinese is that Confucianism and Chinese ways, traditional ways, have always influenced how Beijing operates. It's never been, you know, a pure, certainly totalitarian state, but
right.
Chinese always had that.
Their own
flavor. It wasn't a dynasty in China, a totalitarian state.
Yeah, good point.
I've never heard of famous Chinese elections that turned world history.
Right. We're legitimate by any means. You can even have stage elections in the dynasty. I don't think so. And like you said, that's a big part of it.
Name a successful Chinese election. Ever. Sorry, but if it's true, it's true. I hope they get to have one while I'm alive. It'll be a great, great day for humanity.
Don't hold your breath. All right, we're approaching the third and final break of tonight's live show.
Episode
47. Patriot Power Hour. Closing in on episode 50 before we know it. Got a couple interesting tidbits to share on the other end, but be sure to check out, as always, our main landing page for all of our social media and ways to contact us. Check out the archives too, blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network, or just search Blog Talk Radio Patriot Broadcasting Network anywhere you can find podcasts, iTunes, Google, Stitcher, etc. All right, we'll be back.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Well, you see, Willard, in this war, things get confused out there. Power, ideals, morality and practical military necessity. But out there with these natives, it must be a temptation to be God. Because there's a conflict in every human heart between the rational and the irrational, between good and evil. And good does not always triumph. Sometimes the dark side overcomes what Lincoln called the better angels of our nature. Every man has got a breaking point. You and I have. Walt Kurtz has reached his. And very obviously, he has gone insane.
Yes, sir. Very much so, sir. Obviously insane.
Your mission is to proceed up the Nung River in a Navy patrol boat. Pick up Colonel Kurtz's path at Nu Mung Ba. Follow it. Learn what you can along the way. When you find the colonel, infiltrate his team by whatever means available. And terminate the colonel's command.
Terminate the colonel. He's out there operating without any decent restraint, totally beyond the pale of any acceptable human conduct. And he's still in the field commanding troops.
Terminate with extreme prejudice.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
We're back, Patriot Power Hour. Wow, sick. Yeah, it's January 26th episode. We got a lot more to talk about. You know, actually, in fact, a quick plug, last plug of the night. Got to plug yourself first. Our network, Patriot Broadcast Network, we're going to start having more than just one show. We're going to have little tidbits, may even have new shows crop up in 2019. So be sure to check all that out. So, while I was talking about that, I was challenged over the break. Ooh, I wish it was on air, but I'll have to recreate as best as possible. I, the Bringer Bakers, am not hard enough on the soft kill depopulation agenda. That's definitely not true. But get into it a little bit.
What are we talking about with soft kill depopulation in your mind?
It goes from just allowing McDonald's and others to push the children at a very basic level, all the way to literal experiments on ways to hinder, kill, essentially chemically castrate people.
Does the population that eats McDonald's and knows that it's horrible for them, not in the process of exercising free choice and choosing to, you know, produce
right.
statistics
That's
like
why soft kill? You take advantage, they've done all the scientific studies for the particular chemicals and taste that addict you. And then they're like, well, you chose to do it. Like, you chose the dark magic. Some sort of like lesser magic, I'm sure they do. And that, I agree. Hey, I eat fast food like once a week, maybe once every other
you don't
week.
Want the kind
I
of
want
state,
free choice.
You don't want the kind of state existing that would
stop me from
regulate
that.
The advertising
right.
of McDonald's to children.
Right. It's the state. I'm mostly anti-status, as I'm sure you picked up by now. But that's like the minimal effort of
Well, you said allowing
McDonald's
to push.
Mandatory vaccines would be the more violent.
Allowing push. McDonald's to push. I'm just calling you out on your words.
As a society, not as a government.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Government's a devil. Shut it all down.
But there's too
so
many people.
That
there's too many people that were raised since the 1940s
yeah.
to conflate the two is exactly the same.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So I'm glad you pointed that out. Whether you were bringing that up on purpose or not, I'm glad he did because that's what I meant for sure. Not
what else is soft kill?
We have fluoride in the water, and a lot of these have some conspiracy behind them, but a lot of it has some proven science behind it too. So forced fluoride in the water, it's not an option. You can't dose yourself if you don't want to.
You gotta live off of it.
You gotta
have a well. You gotta go live on a well.
Do that or have a very expensive water filter, not only for what you drink and cook with, not what you shower in, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, the evidence is clear.
You know, men's sperm counts are dropping. Life expectancy declined for a second straight year last year. Haven't seen a piece of news saying it hit it for the third. Be interesting to see. You know, we got prescription pain pills getting, you know, 20 million of them getting shipped to a West Virginia town with less than 3,000 people. That was, you know, a year ago. You know, ibuprofen linked to male infertility. We carry this all under soft kill depopulation on future danger, but I think there's more to it. Fluoride is a separate indicator.
The effects
of that and vaccines being exposed. But where I want to take this conversation is when people's sensitivities towards, conspiracy, it can't be true, I don't feel like thinking about it comes about, and or they leap with both feet all in and say it's true with no evidence and don't look for actual patterns of concrete evidence towards it, it causes the whole discussion to be poisonous to polite company. And Patriot Power Hour is about calling out what we see the way we see it.
Okay.
So if soft kill depopulation were possible or not is one question, but what's not hard to think about, scary to think about, but it's not hard to think about is there people evil enough and powerful enough to attempt this? And I would say to anybody that says, who even for a second doubts it, ask themselves who was Hitler stalling them out? They've existed. And it just, if they hold their power behind the scenes in drug companies and food companies and other utilities and other places in capitalistic society, could it also be the truth that they have a vision for the world that's not capitalistic and really doesn't have you or me in it?
Right. They were just the tip of the iceberg when we're talking about the Stalin, Mao, Hitlers of the world. They had untold thousands, if not millions, operating their machinery, actually really enforcing their dream, so to speak. And what? The population on Earth has gone up by a factor of 5 to 10 in the last 50 years. You don't think we got more sociopaths and psychos out there? So, yes, definitely. The motivation and potentially, I think, the means for this purposeful soft depopulation or hard depopulation at some point is going on right now.
And you've heard the term. Did you coin it or did you see it somewhere? Giga kill.
What's giga kill?
What's giga kill?
I've seen that somewhere else. There's a billion deaths or giga death. So mega death, you know, the band, but the actual literal definition is 1 million dead. And so they had mega death. One of the first time, I think they, I don't know, I'm not going to get too deep into it, but I think one of the first, you know, mega death wars was World War I.
World War I had mega death.
Died within 1 year of one war.
Well, with 1 year, easily, within months, it probably happened in World War I. And definitely happened in World War II, repeated.
Right.
Several
I'm just thinking maybe like the Napoleonic War, a million people died in 1 year in that war. So I'm not trying to be technical.
It's happened before.
Mega death is a pretty new phenomenon, but we're quickly approaching giga death, where we have bioweapons, nuclear weapons. Hell, just if the grid goes down 6 months because of cyber attacks, I could kill 1 billion people on Earth. So giga death. That's the term. I didn't coin it, but I think it's appropriate.
This show is all about making sure that day never comes.
Yeah, we don't want that.
You got to wake people up to it's the potential's there.
Right.
The motives are there. The discussion is out there. People are looking at it. You can listen to InfoWars for probably 2 or 3 days and have all the latest angles on how it's coming at you from that, if you believe the source. So future danger, we just try to keep the mainstream like on the deep soft kill depopulation indicator site. You know, we got Yahoo, UK Telegraph, NBC, CNN reports. Take it in the aggregate and start asking yourself, is it real? Could it become real?
Right. There's so many degrees and levels to it. There's that sort of accidental or even free choice depopulation. I mean, look at like Wi-Fi or even 5G. You can consider that being an accidental or a side effect or an unknown potential hazard. That's soft kill as well. There's the free choice of McDonald's. There's the forced vaccines. There's degrees of how violent it is, i.e. are you forced to do it by the state or someone else, usually the state, especially with vaccines.
Have you ever heard of a term, and I'm asking this, I haven't personally, but what would be the term for the difference between I'm going to go to McDonald's and eat something every single day, and I know it's
right.
Horrendous for my health in the long run. Everybody likes to eat McDonald's here and there, but eating it every day is definitely not healthy.
Right.
And anyone with a two-digit IQ pretty much knows that. So versus, we get some kind of similarity in effect that asbestos had in ships and factories in the 1940s and 50s, that we come to find out that Wi-Fi that's been around really only about 15 years.
Yeah.
At year 30, known effects of it have shown, maldevelopment of the human brain in children and, shortening life expectancies by a host of other diseases. And it becomes all the lawsuits and then the legislation. And then it's some of the technology is ready. So we leap to that, just as I'm sure fiberglass replaced asbestos because it had to, because it was really, really unhealthy.
I mean, all that is absolutely true. Now, if we just like hit pause.
The term for the people that were actively eating McDonald's and should have? They took their own. They took their own health and wealth into risk by doing it. Versus you and I, who have to work in environments where we're bathed in Wi-Fi all the time, and we live in homes in the suburbs where multiple Wi-Fis are running constantly, and we have all the appliances and all the devices. And the huge push to make all the devices, talking on Wi-Fi's. And so you get very strong, multiple Wi-Fi's in different homes. What if that's not good for us? But that's not really the same as a child being born into the world and first years of its life, it was soaking in that radiation. And it's radiation. It's very minimal. And cell phones, they're passive victims versus someone who's actively, collaborating with it. And where's that line? Oh, I thought the milk was okay, but later on it wasn't.
Yeah, we won't be able to define that line. It's somewhere where knowledge and education meets free will.
What I would say is
discipline.
The amount of passive victims of soft kill the population
is
growing potentially if all these things that are being talked about do wind up to being confirmed as unhealthy.
I like the way you put it, passive or almost innocent. Maybe there's ways to get out of some of this very expensive or difficult, like moving to the country, where you're going to work at, for example. I'd love to move to a 5,000 acre ranch where I didn't get bathed in the stuff and didn't have pollution everywhere, blah, blah, blah. Good luck. it's not cheap. So
we all can't do
it. I think, like you said, I think everyone is being attacked by now. So there's no one getting away with it, getting away from it. But the severity is ramping up on those passive folks. It's not just things like smoking. Less people are smoking cigarettes. Less people are drunk driving than 20, 30 years ago. But health is getting worse. Why?
Well, there's been
passive ramp up as well.
And there's been numerous accounts throughout the 80s of the participation of the Central Intelligence Agency with the importation of cocaine in the United States and specifically into the inner cities. It's pretty much verified in my book, but it's not in your book.
You haven't seen Narcos yet.
If it's not in your book, let's just say we can agree that the allegations are there. That type of operation knowingly took advantage of the fact that everybody that used cocaine is controlled by a vice and made a choice and therefore is not the victim in most people's eyes. But babies that grow up with Wi-Fi, and if indeed that, or the vaccines they got, or the food they ate, or the water from that was fluoridated, or go on and on and on. If any of these later are demonstrably shortened life expands, it will have happened on a timeline that lapsed so slow that the people putting it into effect were hopeful that no one would have noticed.
Well, exactly. What you just pretty much summed up what I was going to counter with to end the show. There's so many of those. You just rattle off five or six, whether it's the fluoride, different vaccines, the Wi-Fi, the screen time, the lack of exercise, GMO foods, blah, 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 blah. What if we're not able to actually nail it down to just one or two of those, but the quality of life and length of life goes down and down and down?
Combined with everything trying to put an end to natural family, try to demonize heterosexuality, make the choice of having children less and less favorable generation after generation, and mixing families beyond recognition, like multi-parent births, and on and on. Right, splicing and gene editing babies so that no one has a parent.
We're not that far away from that in America. They're there in China.
Can a core healthy group of people who recognize it and stand against it win the day, or is this the direction of the 21st century?
We're not going to like kind of counter it, and in some ways they are. If you look at how much organic food's available these days, compared to 5 years ago, for example. But even if you hit pause, even if there were no new crises or problems, I don't even know if we can get out of this hole, let alone what they're dumping on us every day. Not to be a Debbie Downer to end the show. I still have faith. I think technology, even though it could hurt us, double-edged sword, it could help us a ton. So I'm an optimist. We have a long way to go. We haven't even seen the type of damage that we've done to ourselves with this type of diet and whatnot.
But hey, it might not be legit. But it is theorized, and people are looking at it. I just want to end on that. Soft kill depopulation is far from proven in my book, but I do not doubt there are people that are very wealthy, very powerful, very evil, and are looking into it.
I believe in the aggregate, it is proven, but it's very, very, very difficult to say one substance is put there on purpose to kill you. That argument is extremely hard to make. When you put all the little arguments together, very obvious there's soft kill going on. And like I said, I would almost consider a lot of it a hard kill by now. No punches pulled. So, interesting topic. Didn't know we were going to get into this tonight. That's what we do here at Patriot Power Hour. Kind of touch on all subjects, not just economics, not just finance, not just current events. So, good stuff. Future Dan, I'll see you next week. We'll be live January 29th.
Let's rock it. Good show, guys.
All right, man. Catch you guys later.
Listening to the paper.